Yo, welcome to Conversations Cave podcast. My name is Karoda Gatwa, and I am super excited to have you back on our podcast. Thank you so much for the support that you have shown. Thank you so much for your feedback. We really appreciate your concerns, your thoughts, your contribution, and we really appreciate that you're taking time to share the content with your friend. We don't take it for granted. We keep encouraging you to share more and let many people get to know and learn about this podcast. We remember, we are here to just create a safe space where we can talk about mental health related issues and also create a platform that you can confidently talk about your mental health and walk the journey of mental health without judgment, all right? And well, this is, I think, our 16th or 15th episode on this particular series. And as I said last week, I will be talking about habits. I'll be discussing the role of habits in good mental health and well-being and how you can change your habits over time. So join me and get to learn a thing or two about habits. Let me introduce by this old song called Bad Habits, all right? From around 1981, 82, I think it's 81, by an Australian artist named Billy Field. With possibly the most frustrating lyrics I think I've ever heard in my life, I won't sing them because, you know, I don't want to torture you, but let me quote a few lines. This is what Billy Field says in his lyrics about bad habits. He says, "Well, I'm in a mess because I can't repress all of these bad habits." That's a catchy song, right? And it has some irritating lyrics. Do you know why? It is because it reinforces the notion that so-called bad habits are completely out of our control and therefore can't be changed. Well, that's just not true. Everything you do and say is a choice. And yes, some habits may be harder to change than others, but they are not impossible to change, because even the Bible says, nothing is impossible, well, with God and also with men, when it's about our mental health, okay? So, just because you've done something for a long time or thought about things a particular way for most or all of our lives, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's in your best interest, and it certainly doesn't mean it can't be changed. I think that quite often we are prone to going about our lives without challenging ourselves to take a long, hard look at whatever or not all of our choices are healthy choices. I'm talking about the conscious decision we make as well as the subconscious ones that we might not even be aware we are making every day. So this week, I'm challenging you to take a long, hard look at yourself and consider what habits might benefit from a bit of attention or maybe even a complete overhaul. For the sake of your mental health and well-being, and let's start with the definition as always. Let's define what bad habits are, all habits in general. There are a few different ways to look at the notion of habits, such as number one, things we do without having to think about them. For example, action we might perform automatically, like all the elements associated with driving a car, which becomes habit over time. Another thing is addiction, such as smoking, drinking, taking alcohols and food, etc. Another thing is regular tendencies and behaviors. And finally, mannerism and characteristics. In psychology, habits are described as being an automatic reaction into a specific solution. When we talk about habit, let's forget about defining things as good and bad, because that's where we get into judgment territory. And I think there is already far too much judgment going on in the world. Instead, our focus should be on healthy versus unhealthy habits. I talk a lot in the podcast about the need to proactively manage our mental, physical, and spiritual health, because everything is connected. So, with those three forms of health in mind, let's then consider how healthy versus unhealthy habits fit into the equation. The main distinction is whether or not a habit is in the best interest of your long-term mental, physical, and spiritual health. And that means both how it impacts on you as well as how it impacts on the greater world around you. Because what you put out, remember, comes back to you. Such as in terms of how people then respond to you as you make your way through the world. Only you can really decide if something is healthy or unhealthy for you, assuming you are capable of being completely honest with yourself, because we all know that human beings can be prone to have having an amazing ability to pretend things are fantastic even when the building's on fire. But a few steps, simple steps, will act as guidelines, and I would want to suggest to you to consider. One, does the habit have a positive or negative effect on your life? Number two, does the habit have a positive or negative effect on the people closest to you? Number three, does the habit have a positive or negative effect on the greater world? Again, it's up to you to determine what's healthy and what's not, but you do have to be brutally honest with yourself. So as a lot of what I'm thinking about today involves challenging you to assess where you are at in terms of habits, but honestly and objectively, in order to then identify what is healthy versus what is unhealthy. This isn't about blame or about beating yourself up over unhealthy habit. This is about saying today is a line in the sand. This is an opportunity for you to assess those things and potentially aren't healthy, and to make changes without judging what has happened in the past, but instead using today as a clean slate. When we talk about habits, it's about everything you do and say and feel, because that is what shapes your reality. There's a quote by an unknown author floating around on Instagram. I'm sure people who follow mental health related posts or accounts have seen it, and I have been very hesitant to use it because I try to cite valid source as much as possible in my work, but this one was too good not to share it. This is the quote. It's the small habits: how you spend your mornings, how you talk to yourself, what you read, what you watch, what you share your energy with, who has access to you, that will change your life. I wanted to share that because I think we often focus on the big habits like diet and exercise and substance use, that we completely ignore the fact that everything we do every single day comes back to habit. And so, if our habits are driven by choice, then we have an opportunity to look at every aspect of our lives and consider that that is in our best interest. So, we can do more of that, and also what is not in our best interest, so we can do less of it or change it entirely. Our habits have a direct impact on ourselves as well as others. What we do and say matters, because even little action or words can add up to big effects. If you're looking at how you can take control of your mental health and well-being, then I strongly suggest that it's essential to take an honest look at all your habits and consider how your choices impact on yourself and others. I'm talking about everything here, from what you put in your body through to how your words and reaction affect other people. All right, let's talk about some of the positive things, just to see how we can be able to understand healthy and unhealthy habits. Let me begin by saying that a lot of unhealthy habits are reactors to stress or unhappiness. Thinking about my own emotional eating, and let's be honest, yeah, happy people don't sit and eat massive amounts of junk food, even when they can see the physical effects it's having on their body. Yet so often we turn a blind eye to the effects of our unhealthy habit, especially when we are using them as security blankets. In researching for this episode, I read an article in Psychology Today called How to Change Unhealthy Habits, which made two great points. Number one, habits are things we are so used to that they become our default even when we know better. And number two, whether it's not sleeping, lack of exercise, poor food choices, or over indulging in alcohol, we know these things are not healthy for us. Why do we persist? And just as importantly, how can we stop? The trick of getting rid of unhealthy habit is to stop justifying our poor choices and rewrite the script so we default to where we want to be. The individual choices you make every day equals the choices you make regularly. And the choices you make regularly equals your habit. Then your habit will equal your lifestyle. And then your lifestyle will equal your mental health and well-being. So, if you want to improve your mental health and well-being, then it makes sense that you need to work backwards by examining your lifestyle and then the habits creating your lifestyle and the choices you make regularly that form these habits. And then ultimately, looking at the individual choices you make every day. So, why are habits such an important part of good mental health and well-being? Well, there are a lot of reasons, but the most fundamental one is that every action you take every single day, no matter how small, it adds up to becoming the sum of what you are and how you experience this life. And so, if you're given a choice between feeling good about yourself versus feeling terrible, surely the majority of us would choose feeling good. I don't know about you, but I know I would. And having said that, many of us then make choices that aren't in our best interest in the long run, which means we often end up just basically choosing to defer dealing with the consequences to something in the future, and the future cells get stuck with the results. I'm a firm believer in living for today, but also need to be responsible by learning from the past and making decisions that set ourselves up for the best possible future, which is where we are talking about control of our habits comes from. Broadly speaking, when it comes to mental health, there are a lot of habits that do us far more harm than good. I'm sure I don't need to spell them out here, but suffice it to say, we are not just talking about the big ticket ones like snoring, illegal substance, or spending all your time around people who put you down. In reality, it's a lot of the small things we do each day that can add up to influence our mental health and well-being. There are many things in our control which are demonstrated to have a positive effect on our mental health, such as eating a balanced diet, drinking plenty of water, exercising, building and maintaining strong social ties, expressing gratitude regularly, mindfulness practice and meditation, spending regular time outdoors, performing acts of kindness, getting enough sleep, laughter, making plans so we have things to look forward to, learning new skills, taking regular break from social media, talking about our feelings with counselors or therapists, focused on a work to live mindsets instead of living to work, practicing self-care, positive thinking, doing things that give you meaning and purpose, etc., etc. And by the way, if you are interested in reading a bit more about building better mental health, you can go and look for this. What is that website? It's called helpguide.org. It has some of the effective strategies for addressing some of these these things that can help us build better mental health. So check it out. That is helpguide.org, and I'm sure you will get something for yourself from that particular website. The focus of each of us is on the creating long-term sustainable change, which takes time and focus. But how do you do that? That is what I want to discuss, and that is what I'm going to end with. I'm just going to give you in point form so that we can not take a lot of time on this. So, how do we change our behaviors over time? Some key things to consider or do are, number one, self-awareness. As I've always said, ask yourself questions like, what are the things I do that are healthy? What about unhealthy things? What things I do I get feedback on regularly? What patterns appear time to time again in my life? What type of things do I avoid? Some of this can be a really good starting point, but it really is about taking the time to sit and understand where you are at. So one is self-awareness. The other one is identify what you want to change, and more importantly, why you want to change it. Number three is to understand why the habit has formed, because there is no point in just addressing the symptoms unless you want to waste your time. You have to dig deep, even to getting to the root cause of the habit. The other thing, that is number four, is you research different options and consider your personality plus preferences, and you don't have to have all the answers, all right? So research different opinions or options before you settle on a specific approach to changing your habit. The other thing is replace unhealthy habits with healthy habits. You know, it sounds obvious, but you'd be surprised how many times you just decide to die yourselves an unhealthy habit, and then wonder why we don't succeed when it all gets too difficult. So replace all your unhealthy habits with healthy habits. The other thing, you need to start small and keep small step, or take small steps, all right? So once you have replaced, or you are on a pathway to replace the unhealthy habits, start small and take small steps. The other thing is build gradually. If you are able to gradually build up over time to increase your results. The other thing, one of the things that I never leave out, is one thing at a time. I once tried to do a lot of things, and do them very fast and be done with them at a snap of a finger, but it didn't happen. And one of the things I learned out of it is that I should take one thing at a time. Everything that I wanted to deal with, anything that I wanted to bring to an end, I had to deal with them one thing at a time, and the results were amazing. The other thing is to choose a positive mindset. You can use positive language with yourself, such as subtitling, what you can and what you cannot do. Measure and track your progress. By doing so, you can see your results more tangibly, which serves to positively reinforce what you're doing. The other thing is, take a moment to consider the impact on your future self before you do or don't do something. This doesn't always work, because we are often hardwired to look for the immediate reward. But something that works for me sometimes is to take a moment to think about what I'm doing to my future self before I act or don't act. Anyway, find what works for you. The other thing is, be kind to yourself, and remember that mistakes aren't the end of the road. They are an opportunity to remind ourselves why we are making the change and to refocus if we need to. Another thing, know your triggers and come up with alternatives. You don't have to really beat yourself up about it. All you have to do is to just know what triggers what you are going through and then come up with the alternatives. The other thing, if you do fail, don't beat yourself up. That is what I have actually said, but do take the time to understand why. Don't just put the change in the too hard basket, but take time to understand and address the why behind any failure. Reward your progress no matter how small, and again, remind yourself why you are doing what you're doing, and reward incremental progress that you make. Get support. As always, you don't have to do anything alone. The other number is, you remember to take things a day at a time. We had talked about that earlier on. And the final thing is to constantly review and refine, plus redirect as necessary. What served you yesterday will not necessarily serve you tomorrow. So if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you always get. Let me sum it up, this being my close out, that when it comes to habit, what it all boils down to is this: every little thing that you do has the potential to become a habit, and it's repeated often enough, and habits are either healthy or unhealthy. Nobody is suggesting that you should live like a monk in a cave and never have any fun, but there are enormous difference between enjoying yourself every now and then versus doing things to yourself on a regular basis that are going to have serious negative consequences later on. Habits aren't just about things like food or exercise, but also things like the way you speak to yourself and others, as well as the way you behave towards others and yourself. You can choose whether to allow an unhealthy habit to persist, and even though it often takes a lot of hard work to change destructive habits, results are definitely worth it. So the next time you go to put something in your mouth that's full of processed stuff, or the next time you go to say something less than kind about another person, stop and think about what you're doing and what choice you're making about your future life, because it is all a choice. So why not make conscious choices that are in the best interest of your long-term mental health and well-being? The future self will thank you for the choices you make today. To finish up this particular episode, let me take a moment to share a quote. And I would like also to encourage you to reflect on this quote and consider what it means to you. And the quote of this particular episode is by an American writer, Albert Hubbard, and it is, "Cultivate only the habits that you are willing should master you. Cultivate only the habits that you are willing should master you." That's it for this particular episode. Next week, we're going to talk about identity. I'll be talking about finding and maintaining your sense of identity and living authentically, even while dealing with mental health issues. I hope you will join me for that particular episode. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for your support. Continue to engage us on our social media platforms at Conversations KFKE. Let us know your thoughts and your contribution, and we will be able to go through them and sample some of your feedback. Thank you very much for joining me, and I'm looking forward to seeing you next time. But before then, just look after yourself and make a conscious decision to share positivity and kindness in the world, because you get back what you put out. Take care. Till next time, this is Conversations Cave. You're with me, the caveman, Canada, Gatua.